Juul Labs, according to multiple sources, plans to lay off more than half of its employees. The e-cigarette maker could pull out of as many as 11 countries, focusing on its biggest markets, the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. And that comes after another set of layoffs earlier this year, after 2 years of criticism, regulatory crackdowns, and investigations. For more, we have Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you again for joining us. And Mike, just start by reminding us of Juul's rocky history these past couple of years.
Sure, Tanya. If you remember to last year, there was that wave of mysterious but very serious respiratory illnesses that went around the country that was linked to vaping. It was later blamed on faulty cannabis products, but it drew a ton of scrutiny to how popular vaping had become, especially among teenagers. And Juul was the market leader at the time, so it really faced the brunt of that scrutiny. And that included several different federal agencies investigating it about questions over, you know, whether it illegally marketed these devices to kids and whether it had engaged in any competitive conduct. So they've really faced a lot of scrutiny in the recent years.
Yeah. So these falling sales, I mean, does that really indicate that people are less interested in e-cigarettes because of all of that news? Or is this a result of backlash against Juul specifically?
I think it's a little of both. One of the big changes that was made was restrictions on the sale of flavored vape juice, as they call it. And that was a real specialty of Juul. So that hurt sales a lot. But I do think Juul's own problems and all that scrutiny that we talked about is also a contributing factor for sure.
Yeah. Who's winning from Juul's loss here?
Yeah, and yet remember, Juul is up against these big international tobacco companies. And as far as market share goes, the Wall Street Journal pointed out today that Reynolds American, one of the big domestic tobacco companies, has a V-Use, is the name of the product, e-cigarette brand that is gaining a lot of market share. I believe it's now the second most popular device. So they are, you know, sort of facing stiff competition from the legacy cigarette companies.
Yeah, I mean, Juul is reportedly planning to consolidate its efforts to the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., as I mentioned. I mean, this gets back to the overall thing that we've been talking about, but does this really mean there isn't a market for e-cigarettes outside of the U.S.?
I think there's still a market. I think at one point this was appeared to be a very, very fast-growing market. And now it's a much more complicated scenario, given all the things we've talked about. So that growth isn't there like it was in previous years. And that's, you know, enough to cause some companies to probably rethink their strategies internationally like this.
I mean, there's also the pandemic and the recession because of that. I mean, we learned today that the U.S. unemployment rate is fallen this past month to 8.4%, but slow job gains suggest a long and painful recovery.
Right. And, you know, obviously during a recession, consumers have less to spend. Tobacco is traditionally one of those areas where they're least likely to cut back. So sales are down, but not as bad as people had feared.
Well, that's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.